Listeners of all, it works on everything. The hot flashes, to feeling more emotionally balanced, to losing weight. I'm even talking stubborn belly fat. Amberen is the hormone balancing breakthrough that relieves menopause symptoms 100%. Naturally, now in the 5 years since Amberen hit the market, it's got a 92.6% success rate. No matter what your menopause symptoms are, this is the way to get rid of them. None of those scary artificial hormones going into your body. Amberen makes hot flashes and night sweats disappear. All right, here's the deal. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-893-3027. That's 1-800-893-3027. 1-800-893-3027.
It's homecoming day in Los Alamos, New Mexico. A bit of summer rain gave a boost to firefighters battling a huge forest fire nearby, giving authorities enough confidence to allow about 12,000 people to return home. The residents had fled last Monday as the fast-moving fire approached the town and its famous nuclear laboratory. Authorities are assessing the damage done to Montana's Yellowstone River after an ExxonMobil pipeline spewed thousands of gallons of crude oil into the famous waterway. It's created a 25-mile-long slick, but an Environmental Protection Agency representative says fast flows in the flooding river could help reduce the damage done to crops and wildlife. Authorities say a man killed 4 people in South Carolina, then took his own life after officers chased him in a car belonging to one of the victims. The Aiken County Sheriff's Department says investigators are still trying to figure out why the 46-year-old went on the killing rampage. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
News reports say that the price of gas in the U.S. may go up to $4 or more a gallon. That's pretty scary news for the family budget. But when you consider that many parents in third world countries don't even know what they're going to feed their children tomorrow, it takes on a different perspective. Now there's a way to help solve both problems. Get on your computer and go to usagoodness.com to get information on how you could start a home business to earn extra money in your spare time while providing food for starving children. Go to usagoodness.com or call 800-301-6177.
Some of Syrian President Assad's allies are urging him to institute political reforms and speak to demonstrators opposed to his rule. Opposition activists say it's too late for such efforts. Meanwhile, activists say Syrian forces have been making arrests on the western city of Hama, where massive protests were held on Friday. Minot city officials predict the state's vibrant oil industry will help pull its economy from the worst flood in the city's history. In recent years, North Dakota has become the nation's fourth largest oil producer. The state has more than 5,000 wells, and regulators say that number could double in 10 years. Minot economic development official Jerry Chavez says oil production and agricultural manufacturing will help Minot recover. A July 4th tradition continues on Coney Island with the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, where the reigning champion hopes to score another victory. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Four-time hot dog eating champion Joey Chestnut takes competitive eating seriously. The 27-year-old also has several other tasty titles under his belt.
Competitive eating is awesome, so I get to go around the country and eat everything from chicken wings to pork ribs, grilled cheese sandwiches, deep-fried asparagus, matzo ball.
And at 6'1" and 220 pounds, Chestnut says he's in pretty good shape.
I'm actually able to maintain my health as well.
Chestnut says he learned the art of competitive eating growing up with 5 siblings. Julie Walker, New York.
With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Best to start somewhere. We all want the best for ourselves and our families, right? But it's not always easy or practical to actually own the thing that's the absolute best in its class. Fortunately, when it comes to the eggs you serve, you can actually experience the best. Eggland's Best. In the world of eggs, Eggland's Best are unique and special. They come from hens that are fed a patented, high-quality, all-natural, all-vegetarian diet without added hormones, antibiotics, or steroids of any kind. This produces eggs that have superior taste and superior nutrition. In fact, Eggland's Best tastes like no other, with more of the delicious farm-fresh taste you love. It's no surprise that Eggland's Best have won many taste awards, including the gold medal for superior taste, appearance, and freshness from the American Masters of Taste. Eggland's Best are winners when it comes to nutrition, too. Compared to regular eggs, Eggland's Best provide 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Yet they have 25% less saturated fat. Superior taste and nutrition add up to superior value, too. So why settle for any old egg when you can experience the best? Eggland's Best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
We'll be right back. Animals. Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirschner. We have a couple of very special guests on the show today. Later in the hour, we'll be speaking with a wonderful gentleman named Martin Tyner, who is founder and CEO of the Southwest Wildlife Foundation. Martin has devoted his entire career to rescuing wildlife and rehabilitating injured animals so that, when possible, they can be released. He's going to be telling us about the Wildlife Foundation and its development. But first, if you haven't heard, there's a wonderful new award-winning film about horses and our relationships with them called Buck. This documentary depicts the life and work of a real horse whisperer, Buck Brannaman. At the 2011 Sundance Film Festival, this film won the U.S. Documentary Audience Award. And I want to tell you, I've seen this film, and it's really a heartwarming look at an authentic man and his life with horses. And we are especially fortunate to not only have the star of the film with us today, Buck Brannaman, but the film's creator and director, Cindy Neal. Welcome to Animals Today, Buck and Cindy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Buck, it's not every day that a person just doing their job becomes the subject of a popular, phenomenal movie, and we are very glad you're here to discuss your life and this film. But I'm wondering if I can ask you something very basic to get us going, because
sure.
We have listeners who are not involved in horse activities or horse culture. So if you can please describe, what is it that you actually do with horses and their people?
Well, of course, a lot of people do identify with the term horse whisperer because I worked on the film with Bob Redford. But really and truly, that's even the term horse whisperer, that's really a metaphor. It's not intended to be literal, but, you know, I don't take offense by it either, because for a lot of people who are not horse people, that's sort of their way of defining what it is I'm about. But truly what I do is I work with horses in a way that if the horse got to make up the rules, how you'd help him to understand that's sort of the approach you're going for. And rather than imposing your will on the horse or trying to make something happen, you're trying to fix things up to where your idea becomes his. And it's a very enlightened approach to working with young horses that's really taken a hold in the last 30 or 40 years.
Cindy, how did you first learn about Buck, and at what point did you decide to make a film about his life and his work?
Well, I had a good friend that had told me about Buck, and he kept encouraging me to go and see him. So when there was a clinic nearby, I live in Connecticut, and he came to Pennsylvania, the closest place I could get to, and I took a horse there. I just was so amazed at how quickly, I mean, people who have been struggling with horse problems with a particular horse for months and years, and they would bring this horse to Buck, and you would see a transformation in literally a matter of minutes, sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes, and it was, you really couldn't believe it. You really did think it was some kind of voodoo almost, and then he's telling you how you yourself can make these changes if you will just, you know, learn to be more sensitive to the horse. And so it was about five more years before I actually got to see him again, and it was then I decided this needs to be a film. Everyone should know about the way he treats horses, but also, you know, what he instills in people to create these changes in their horses.
And Cindy, you had not made even one film before this one. So instead of thinking, okay, this guy's really interesting, somebody ought to make a movie about him, you created Cedar Creek Productions and did it yourself.
Yes.
Why, and what drives you?
Well, because I just thought it should be a movie and nobody else seemed to be doing it. And I had a very creative background, and I thought, I didn't realize how different it was to move from a canvas to a screen, but I got great people around me to help me do it. Great producer Julie Goldman and Toby Shimon, my editor, just an incredible group of women documentarians that nurtured me and helped me to do it, because they saw how passionate I was about the project, and they realized how important it was.
Yeah. Buck, explain from your perspective the early stages of how this film came about. Did you have to be sold on the idea? And I'm wondering this, Buck, because you seem like a pretty modest guy who wasn't looking for his big break.
Well, it was interesting because over the years I'd been asked to do this before, and it was usually a pretty short conversation. Normally I just said, no thanks, move along. But I'd already gotten to know Cindy, so we were friends, and I felt confident in her that no matter what she did, she wasn't going to disappoint me at all. And so when she brought this up, and really her, I guess Cindy's pitch, if you want to call it that, was that she realized how important it was that people other than horse people were able to get a taste or some insight into what happens in these clinics, because so many people over the years have expressed to me what a profound change it made on them, not just with their horses, but in the way they approach other things in life as well. And Cindy felt compelled to share that story. And basically she said, if we do it in this form, it's going to reach people that you'll never reach in your life. And
Buck, yeah,
I said, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, that's great. You know, Buck, this film depicts scenes where you almost magically gain the trust of horses and establish an understanding with them. This is part of their training. How did you develop this ability? And please tell us about your teachers.
Well, anytime a person, it doesn't matter whether they're working with horses or whatever it is that they've devoted their life to with years and years of experience and study, someone who's real competent at what they do, well, it can look magical. But I kind of I tell people that it isn't magic, because you know that would basically infer that it's something that's not there for everybody, and it is indeed there for everybody. And I was fortunate enough to get a start with my foster dad, and then later on, I spent years with Ray Hunt and Tom Dorrance, and they were my teachers, and I've been devoted to this all my life, and so I've worked hard for it. I may have had a little bit of ability to begin with, I don't know, but I always figured if I didn't have as much ability as the average person, that maybe I could make up the difference by working hard.
Buck, okay, so you are the teacher in what are referred to as horse clinics, and you travel around the country teaching both people and horses. What do your human students need to learn early on to have successful relationships with horses?
Well, really, first of all, it's a matter of understanding how a horse thinks, what it takes to get a horse to make decisions and the right decision, what it takes to discourage him from making the wrong decision without him getting afraid. So I think at first I'm really trying to be a mediator between the human and the horse so that they understand each other. And sometimes that turns into me being the horse's attorney at times. But I, even if I do have to sort of play the lawyer for the horse, it never ever goes to court. We always win in a summary judgment.
Buck, you also mentioned in the movie that you can tell a lot about a person by getting to know their horse. And you also state, your horse is a mirror to your soul, and sometimes you may not like what you see.
Yeah.
Sometimes you will. Can you explain this?
Well, anytime you've had an interaction with a horse that, for a bit of time, you can see how the horse responds to you, reacts to you, how he feels about you, his expression, his posture. All of those responses really reveal to me the relationship between the human and the horse. And then there'll be certain human characteristics that really flow through the horse that, you know, occasionally I might be talking to someone and tell them some things that the horse has told me about themselves, and they look at me like I'm a psychic, you know, which I'm not. I just pay attention to what's taking place right there in front of all of us.
Very good. The outstanding documentary is Buck. And don't go away after the break. We're going to speak more with Cindy Meal and Buck Brannaman. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. You're listening to Animals Today. And if you're a longtime listener of Animals Today, then you already know we are not simply another dog and cat show on the radio. We talk about a variety of important topics concerning all animals, their interactions with people, and their place in society. And, of course, with the ultimate goal of encouraging compassion and respect for all living creatures. You're listening to Animals Today. If you have a show topic or animal-related news story you'd like to cover, you'd like for us to cover on the show, feel free to email me your suggestions at Dr. Lori, D-R-L-O-R-I, at animalstodayradio.com. Thanks for listening. Don't go away. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly? For only $8 a month.
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Listen to the 2011 Sundance Film Festival. Buck, documentary Buck, won the U.S. Documentary Audience Award. This is an outstanding documentary, really depicting the life and work of an incredible man, a real horse whisperer, Buck Brenneman. And with us today, we're speaking with Cindy Meal, the director and creator of this wonderful documentary and the star of the film, Buck Brenneman. Cindy, how carefully scripted was this film? Does the finished product resemble what you might have imagined when the process began?
Well, it's not. Being a documentary, there were no scripts. We basically would show up to the clinics and film Buck, and I knew that he basically was the script, because anytime you're at the clinic and you're just watching him, he's funny, he's engaging, he's informative. There's just so many, it's so entertaining. So I thought my main goal was just to capture his essence and his wisdom and the way he deals with horses, the way he teaches people, to get that on film. So we shot 300 hours of footage. And the toughest part was then editing it and, you know, creating our story from that, but trying to get all these elements of horses and people into the film.
Cindy, what is it about this film that viewers find so captivating?
Well, I found that every time when I did go to a clinic, there was something about it beyond the fact that I was so excited about what I was learning about horses, but in order to do that, it really made you reflect a lot on your life. And, you know, you can be laughing and you can be in tears sometimes. You know, it's a lot of hard and humbling facts that come your way when you're on a horse. And the horse doesn't lie. And you realize that what your horse is doing is really a reflection of what you're doing with it. And so it's frustrating when you can't help the horse. So I think that, you know, it was just very inspiring to hear, you know, how I was making the horse react and have to look at myself. And I think that in this film, whether you have a horse or not, there's something about what he's saying really makes you self-reflect in a way that I find so many people are sobbing at the end of this film. And sometimes they say, I don't even know why. But I think it's because it's touching places in them that maybe needs to have a wake-up call.
Yeah, and before I viewed the film, I just only read a couple reviews on it. I could see, yeah, I can see how people who are involved with horses would love this film, but what could others, you know, by others, I mean people who are not really into the horse scene, come away with after viewing it? And you described it very, very well. It sort of makes you reflect your own self. Cindy, I was told that you are a genuine lover of all animals, and I've also read that you are planning your next film. Would you like to give us a little hint here on Animals Today as to what we might expect?
Well, we're still in final negotiations with that, so I haven't really been publicly talking about it yet. I don't want to jinx anything, so
okay.
Stand by.
Okay, we certainly will. Buck, are people still breaking and training horses with force and fear tactics?
Yeah, unfortunately they are, but it is getting less and less. I mean, you have to figure that Ray Hunt did this for 40 years, and teaching people how to work with young horses and how to understand them better and how to work with them in a way that was more fitting to the horse. And he had a an unbelievable effect on the horse world all over the world. So Ray Hunt's method and approach and Tom Dorrance's method and approach, they're sort of one in the same. That has really become a standard that people are held to now. But there's, unfortunately, just the nature of humans. There are always going to be humans who don't have the feel for a horse, the feelings for a horse that we'd hope that they would. There's always going to be uncivilized people in the world. I don't care how long we all exist here. But
so true.
Maybe
that
if with some work and some time, it has improved. And there's a very enlightened approach to working with horses now that didn't even exist a couple of decades ago even. So I'm encouraged.
Yeah, with that being said, Buck, you are fortunate enough to be dealing with people who truly love their horses for the most part, and for the
right.
most part have the means to care for them properly. On our show, we are constantly hearing stories about abuse of horses. They are not cared for properly. They're malnourished. The owners have no business having them in the first place. They don't receive the proper veterinary care. To me, it seems like an epidemic. What are your thoughts? Are we neglecting too many horses?
Well, there are certain people, no doubt, that you look at them and you think, what in the heck do you have horses for when you can see that the horse isn't being taken care of? But you could say the same doggone thing about kids. You know,
That's
there are
right.
a lot of people that have children that you think, you know, you don't
Absolutely.
Deserve the blessing of having children no better than you take care of your children. So it's all the same.
The last several minutes, or part of the last part of your documentary was describing and showing the cult that you were trying to manage. That really reflects a people problem there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And the bigger message in that, which I'm really pleased that people that have watched the film from New York City to Sheridan, Wyoming, which is a pretty different demographic, I might add, they really get the big picture, and that is that it's about responsibility, whether you're going to have horses or dogs or cats or children, that with that comes a responsibility. And with that, it's not just to keep them fed and a roof over their head, but to teach them how to get along in the world and how to thrive and how to make the right decisions. And I was hoping that through telling that story that people would get the big picture. And indeed they did, and I was so pleased about that. And frankly, to be honest with you, I feel like that horse probably through this film has accomplished more in his life no longer than it was than 100 head of horses that got to die of old age.
Yes, sure. Buck Brannaman and Cindy Meal, thank you for being on Animals Today. This is an outstanding documentary. It's called Buck. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Tell your friends about Animals Today. Let them know if we are not broadcasting on the radio in their market or their city, they can listen on the Internet during the live show, which is 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sundays. Just go to animalstodayradio.com and click on the Listen Live button. Again, the show airs every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can add yourself to our mailing list, again, by going to our website, animalstodayradio.com, and you'll be receiving a weekly electronic newsletter announcing the guest and subject matter for the upcoming show. Don't go away. We have more right here on Animals Today.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually In the U.S., on average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life. For more information, please visit our website, desertpaws.org. Again, that website is www.desertpaws.org. And save a life. Save a pet's life today.
Are you completely clueless when it comes to tools, but ready and willing to face anything in pursuit of do-it-yourself knowledge? If so, Craftsman has the experience of a lifetime. Pro football player and reality TV star Hines Ward has teamed up with the Craftsman brand to kick off the search for the next breakout reality star on a new online experience called Screwed, where survival comes down to the right tools. Applications are being accepted now through Wednesday, July 7th at craftsmanscrewed.com.
I know a thing or two about putting a new skill set to the test in front of an audience and coming out as a winner. Now the Craftsman brand and I wanted to know if you have what it takes to get screwed. If chosen, you will undergo a series of grueling boot camp training sessions to prepare you for survival challenges in remote, wild locations that put your newfound tool skills to the test.
The chosen candidate will earn compensation of up to $50,000. To learn more about Screwed, please visit craftsmanscrewed.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
I have something to confess. I just love eggs. Eggs for breakfast, eggs for lunch, for dinner, you name it. To me, eggs are all about freshness, wholesomeness, and home. As I said, I just love them. And the eggs I love best? That's easy. Eggland's Best. No other egg I've tried tastes as farm fresh and delicious. I love my EBs sunny side up, but they're great any way you prepare them. And lest you think Eggland's eggs are only about superior taste, let me tell you about their superior nutrition. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best have 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Plus, they're a good source of omega-3s and lutein. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, they have 25% less saturated fat than regular eggs. Now that's what I call a super egg. Look for all-natural Eggland's Best at your local grocers in regular, cage-free, and organic varieties. If you love eggs the way I do, it's time you experienced eggs at their best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how The Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that The Total Transformation program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. I am now pleased to welcome Martin Tyner, who is founder and CEO of Southwest Wildlife Foundation, which is dedicated to wildlife rescue and education. Now, we met Martin, his wife Susan, and a large eagle when we covered the recent Pet Expo in Orange County, California. And we knew we wanted to learn more about what they're doing up in Cedar City, Utah. Martin and Susan's book is entitled Healer of Angels. Welcome to Animals Today, Martin.
Well, good morning.
Martin, you have dedicated your life to animals as a master falconer, wildlife rehabilitator, and as an educator. How did you get started in this field?
Well, the truth of the matter is, when I was a very young child, I was terrified of birds. And I would see a sparrow fly overhead, and I would scream and run for the house. Fortunately, I had a very, very wise grandmother, and when my grandmother discovered that I had such a terrible phobia, she believed that fear was a limitation and you should have no limitations on your life. And so my grandmother went out and got me a pet pigeon, and the pigeon's name was George. And my responsibility was to care and feed the pigeon all summer long, and by the end of the summer, you know, I had to stick my hand in the cage and feed and water. By the end of the summer, we could take the pigeon out and pet him, and he would coo, and he became a dear friend. And what really got me attached to him was that I have an older brother. And my older brother was twice as big as I am and quite the bully. Well, I could let my pigeon George out of his cage. He'd fly around and poop on my older brother. And so that started a fondness for animals and birds, and then we would go to the library and check out every book we could find on all kinds of animals. And then with the help of many other mentors, that just kind of led me down the road to where I am today.
Martin, tell us about the eagle named Scout. Is this the one I met at the Pet Expo?
Yes, Scout is, he's 6 years old. He's a fully wild golden eagle. Now, I've been rescuing eagles for over 40 years. Eagles are kind of my specialty. This particular eagle, a farmer up in Wyoming, was threatening to shoot him, and I was called in by the federal government to rescue him before he got shot. And we rescue a lot of eagles. In fact, I currently have another golden eagle in our rescue center that was hit by a car. Broken bones and some injuries, and he's healing up nicely, and hopefully he'll be ready for release in the next month or so. But Scout is the eagle that we use for our educational programs, and we travel around the country doing Boy Scout Eagle Courts of Honors and school programs and community events and corporate events, and he's a wonderful ambassador for wildlife.
Yeah, Scout seemed pretty calm amidst the noise and crowds of the exhibit hall. It's amazing how this eagle can interact comfortably with humans being around. And you travel, Martin, around the western U.S. with Scout, providing educational wildlife programs. Tell us a little bit about your outreach programs.
Well, the outreach programs are our organization. We believe that if I can get you close to a live eagle, when you get out into eagle country, you won't hurt them. And we travel a great deal, like I said, doing Boy Scout Eagle Courts of Honors to bring a live eagle to honor the young men who have earned scouting's highest award. We do a lot of school programs, a lot of school assembly programs all over the western United States, introducing children to not only the eagle, but hawks and falcons and owls and different kinds of animals as well. We get called in quite frequently through special interest groups from corporate dinners and fundraisers to yoga retreats where people want a wildlife experience as part of their event, and we get asked to come to those. The Pet Expo down in Huntington Beach, California, where we met, was one of those that had a great time down there introducing everybody in the Huntington Beach area to the Wildlife Foundation and to my eagle. People just seem to really love to be up close and personal with these animals and to see that they are truly intelligent and remarkable.
You rescue sick, injured, and orphaned wildlife. And by the way, for my listeners, there are great videos on the website, which is www.gowildlife.org. Please tell us about some of the animals in rehabilitation, Martin, that you are currently caring for at the Southwest Wildlife Foundation Nature Park.
Well, we take care of a lot of injured critters. One of the videos that you just spoke of, we posted a beautiful video of about 2-day-old baby kestrel falcons. And these beautiful little falcons, an individual in central Utah cut down a big cottonwood tree, and the nest was in a hole in the cottonwood tree, did not know the baby falcons were there. And when the tree came down, they heard the babies. Most people here in Utah know that I'm the guy that takes care of the critters, and so I got a phone call, and we went up and got the baby falcons, got them down here to our rescue center, they are now 2 weeks old, and they're feeding vigorously, and they're doing quite well. I've got another golden eagle in that we're nursing back to health that was hit by a car. I've got an injured peregrine falcon that flew into a barbed wire fence. I've got an orphan mule deer that's just come in, and the mule deer, something I really want your listeners to understand about these animals. We got a mule deer in that was about 4 days old, and the problem with the little mule deer is some very nice people with only the best of intentions were hiking along out here in some of the beautiful backcountry of southern Utah and came across a little fawn laying in the brush. And, a couple of teenage daughters and nice parents, and they said, oh, my goodness sakes, so we've got to rescue the poor thing. Mama's nowhere to be seen. And they pick up the little deer, and they take it home, and they try to care for it, and it's very complicated to be able to raise these animals, and within just a couple of days, they discovered that the deer, that they were not going to be able to successfully raise the young deer, and so they called us up at the Wildlife Foundation, and we took it in. But here's the problem. Mama deer, in order to protect their young, they hide their young in the brush, and then the mama deer leaves, so that predators will not find the young fawn. See, a young fawn cannot run quick enough to avoid predators. And so every moment that mom is there close to her fawn, the fawn is in danger from wolves and coyotes and cougars and bobcats and foxes. And so mom will leave the fawn, go away for 4 to 6 hours, and she'll come back about every 4 to 6 hours to feed the baby until the fawn is old enough to be able to run quickly enough to avoid predators.
Right. Very important message. So to hikers and campers and everyone, anyone, you come across baby fawns or baby anything, just leave it alone because mom's probably either protecting or trying to find food for the young. Martin, please describe your current facility and what your plans are for its expansion.
Well, the exciting news is our local electric company, Rocky Mountain Power, donated over $7 million worth of property in Cedar City, Utah, to build a permanent wildlife rescue facility and a nature park for the children of Utah. Currently, all of the wildlife rescue for the last 30 years has been done out of my home here in southern Utah. We now have our property. The bad thing is now we have to raise $10 million to build the park. And again, we're just a small volunteer group. We're kind of at that level of sitting out in front of grocery stores begging for nickels. But little by little, as we raise money, we do projects of the park. And hopefully in the not-too-distant future, with a lot of prayers and a lot of help, that we will have a world-class rescue center and nature park here in Utah, because currently in Utah we don't have one.
You and Susan have written the book I mentioned earlier entitled Healer of Angels, and I will just say that I love the wonderful photographs of animals and people in action helping them. Please tell us about the book.
Well, my wife and I sat down doing all of the programs that we do. I get asked about some of the stories that I tell, and we kind of sat down and we started writing some of the stories that I tell in my lectures and animal rescue stories. The book really it's a wonderful read. It's 40 years of wildlife rescue stories, the wisdom of grandparents keeping promises. There's stories in there about the story I told about the pigeon George and my grandparents. There's stories in there about the first elephant I had the opportunity to train. There's stories in there, very touching stories about rescues. And it's just we wrote it. It's a nice family read. And so if you like animal stories, this is it's a fun read to sit down as a family.
Martin, in the last few seconds that we have, how can our listeners help the Southwest Wildlife Foundation?
Well, as always, go to the website. If you would like to buy a copy of Healer of Angels, please buy it through our website. That way the profits from the sale of the book go to our rescue center. And if anybody would like to make a donation, they can certainly go to our website, www.gowildlife.org, and help the foundation.
Southwest Wildlife Foundation, founder and CEO Martin Tyner. Thanks for being on Animals Today.
Thank you.
Don't go away. We have Peter and the News coming up next on Animals Today. What makes you think you're something special
when you smile? As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org. That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Peter.
Hello.
How you doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
This afternoon,
yeah,
I should
whatever.
Say. So what's going on in the news that you can share with us?
Lots of interesting stuff from around the world.
Yeah.
Animal news. Let's just start with the most ridiculous thing in South Florida in Jupiter. You know, that's a town on the coast there.
Yeah.
One homeowners association at the village of Abacoa, they're having a problem with the residents allowing their dogs to foul the property. So they are compelling each property owner to submit their animal for DNA registry testing. And then if they find a poop on the property, they send it to the DNA Pet World Registry to match the poop.
Oh, my God. To identify the
DNA.
Offender. Oh, my God.
That's right. So they're making everyone.
They're
everyone
making you bring your dog.
You have to get your dog swabbed, right, to obtain its DNA.
I mean, that's part of the HOA rules.
Yes, and you have to pay to do this. And apparently, the condo was spending $10,000 to $12,000 a year replacing, you know, fouled stuff and cleaning. And they just people were embarrassed to have company come over to their condo. So they need to figure out who's letting their dogs.
Okay,
out.
That's ridiculous.
So this is what you can do in HOAs in Jupiter, Florida. And maybe it's coming to you, too. We'll see.
Oh, that's insane.
I have a feeling we're going to be hearing more about this story because it is almost incredible, isn't it?
It is incredible.
Yeah.
So then when they match a poop with the DNA of the dog, what do they get fined?
Yes, big fine. Big fine. So.
Oh. That's just incredible.
Yeah. Well, people should clean up after.
Oh,
their dogs.
I know. But to go to this extent.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what they have already tried that failed with this particular group of people.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
Well, there you go. What can I say? And off to some other dog news. You know, in Missouri, they've got the new puppy mill law. It was slightly watered down. But it's in effect, and the first case against a kennel operator has been filed by the Attorney General against this operator of a Moser kennel named Linda Briscoe. Her kennel was inspected and found to have a bunch of ill animals, and she's alleged to fail to clean and sanitize and keep track of the sick old animals. Et cetera, et cetera. So
yeah,
maybe the law will help. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, Peter, you know, even though the law was watered down and it wasn't as what the people originally wanted,
right?
The animal lovers, what they originally wanted in the bill, it probably is just bringing awareness to how kennels should be, I guess, more monitoring, right? And more scrutiny.
And I think this case is evidence of that the Attorney General even is filing this case. Perhaps in prior years, they just would have ignored it or not really brought it to trial. Okay, maybe just a little fine or ignore it.
Yeah.
So it's probably a good thing if you, I think it's probably good.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think so too.
Yeah. In South Africa, there has been a bunch of pets in their yards being poisoned by would-be thieves. So the thieves are coming along. They're using a poison that is mixed with food, and then the animal gets sick and either dies or they're brought to the vet and it's very toxic stuff called Temec. And then what happens is that over the next few days, the homes are burglarized because the watchdogs, and I guess this is a common practice, are now gone.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
That is going around in South Africa. So if your dog gets sick or there are any signs of discomfort, they need to bring the dog to the nearest vet, but also beware that your house may be being targeted next by the burglars.
Wow.
So all the wonderful things.
All the wonderful things that humans think of and do.
In China, the census of wild pandas is about to begin. Do you know how they do this?
No.
They collect poop. So they have a bunch of trackers in southwestern China, 70 of them, and they do their survey by collecting panda droppings for DNA analysis. So DNA and poop is the theme, I guess.
We're going on a constant theme again.
And the last census, the census that was 10 years ago, found 1,596 wild pandas in China. 2004 census found 1,600 pandas, and they're doing it again to see how many of the national treasure, the panda, how many are living in the wild.
Hmm.
Okay, so the DNA, who knows what's next?
In China, especially.
In the DNA world.
Right.
And in Japan, a nice, interesting story, and that is the aging pets, particularly dogs and cats that Japanese families have. Well, they really revere their pets. And if I'm reading this article properly, even perhaps more so than we do in the United States, particularly when it comes to their aging pets. And so people are aging and their pets are aging. And in Japan, a whole industry of pet care products for elderly pets is growing fast, including things like carts and slings and diapers and special mattresses with handles to help turn an elderly dog over so they don't get bed sores. In Japan, instead of euthanizing their dogs, they're apparently keeping them older and trying to keep them alive and happy.
Wow.
And so there's a big economic boom related to that.
Wow.
But there also is, they are addressing the problem of renal failure in cats, which you know is very important in elderly cats, by research which grows new little cat kidneys in pig embryos.
Oh, no.
So they are using little pig embryos. I don't think they're killing the pigs, but they are somehow starting with pig embryos as the base of this stuff, like we do in lots of